Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. During the coronavirus situation, we are addressing various aspects of how to think and respond from a biblical perspective. Here's another podcast on that topic today from family pastor Scott Torres.
This is Scott Torres. How are you? I want to thank you for listening in. If you're listening in on the podcast, each week we try to share 10 to 15, 20 minutes with various topics, what's going on in our culture, what's going on in our church, what's going on in the world. And today we have a special guest, a friend with us by the name of Rob Williams. And I'm going to let Rob tell you a little bit about who he is. So Rob, further ado, why don't you let our listeners know, who are you? Where are you from? Tell us a little bit about your family. Tell us a little bit also about where you're serving the Lord and your line of work.
Rob Williams, I am from South Carolina. Been North Carolina, Florida, Chicago, but currently I am serving Emmanuel Bible Church in Springfield, Virginia. I am the counseling pastor here, and my role is to counsel the needs of the congregation, but also a heavy equipping piece. We've got 35 counselors who operate within the congregation. They take cases, and I try to leverage that as much as possible to do elder trainings and small group leader training, Sunday school leader training. But my goal is to make discipleship and counseling as seamless as possible. So when people need help, it's an easy way to move between the two. And married to Caroline. Caroline is also a counselor. She works for Hearts on Counseling here in Northern Virginia. And we have two kids, two boys, Fraser, who's 4, Fisher, who's 2. And they are a handful, keep us active. And we have a lot of fun here in Northern Virginia.
That's good. Well, thanks for telling us that about you. And I'm excited to ask you a few questions in a moment because you have a 4 and a 2-year-old. So I'm sure you can kind of speak to, by virtue of experience, kind of some of what many parents are kind of going through with this quarantine. So let's maybe start there. What are some of the things that you are maybe hearing or seeing people experience? So people like myself and others, confined to limited spaces, what are some of the things you're seeing as a result of this quarantine? If you would just maybe speak to that for a moment.
Yeah.
From a counseling perspective, obviously. I'm sorry.
You've got a limited number of people you interact with now. So you now have a smaller number, but then you have a lot more interaction with people. And I think some of the patterns of communication, the problems that already existed, are just compounded, amplified, mm-hmm. probably magnified. And I think you could probably put your finger on issues at this point. So interpersonal conflict is heightening a little bit. Just here locally, several couples talking about separations, divorces come up. But I think these aren't things that just happened within 8 weeks of being locked down or shelter in place, but problems existed, and I think this just magnifies it. But fortunately, these people are reaching out for help, and I think of people who are struggling with despair, depression, being isolated. The probably much like you guys, Scott, have seized the Zoom network and tried to have as many interactions as possible in small groups. Still meet. We do have services that keep people who are isolated. I think of widows too, singles, how there's less interaction. If there is a work from home opportunity, that's likely their only interaction. So we wanted as a church to be networking into the home so that we can keep people in tune spiritually, but also connected relationally. And then speaking of the work at home, there are a lot of people working from home. I was one of those, so I'm not absent from experiencing these things, but working from home can be presenting many challenges also, especially if you have kids who are in school, and you've got this homeschooling dynamic now. So you've got everyone in the house, and everyone's trying to go to school. Everyone's trying to be working, and it just creates a lot of stress on people.
Well, maybe let's speak to the principle of maybe, or the dynamics to change. I was just sitting there thinking as you were explaining this, it's not like things are catching people by surprise per se, and then it's all of a sudden causing problems. I tend to think of when we go through tough times or when things are happening, they really reveal what's going on in the depths of our heart. And those circumstances and situations kind of bring those to the surface to show us what's really there. So in principle, I kind of heard you saying that. So talk a little bit to that when, you know, maybe if I'm experiencing these things and I have the tendency to, when I go through hard times or when circumstances change, I tend to think to look on the outside of me because that's where the problems are. But I don't intuitively know to go, hey, these outside circumstances are really revealing what's going on the inside and bringing them to the surface. Can you just kind of speak to that maybe?
Yeah. Oftentimes we can focus on the circumstances because oftentimes in counseling, it's the circumstances that bring us in. but once you get in here, you realize it's more the circumstances are pricking something within you or exposing your own heart. And it's more about the responses and how you experience some of that difficulty or trial or suffering. And I think the things that are coming out of people aren't that, hey, I'm at home with my family who I love. I love my kids. I love my wife. I love everyone I see. That shouldn't be a problem. We should be excited to spend a lot of time with people we love, but there's the added stress. And I think that stress then brings out some of the things down in our hearts that are angry, impatient, things that we tend to think should be going a certain way, but now I've got knocking at the door, but I'm trying to do work. Well, I'm not only upset with a kid knocking on the door now because they know I'm working, but now I need to go say, hey, what's my spouse doing? Why are they not paying attention? So there's all of these things happening, but I think rarely we slow down enough to realize, hey, what is this saying about me and my heart right now? And we get there in counseling, and I think that's where change happens, addressing those issues that then bring about different responses. And Luke 6:45, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And it's those things deep down, those desires. James 4 is another one. That's the desires that are at war within us. And how we then respond to spouse or kids, I think that is what all of these things at home are doing. They're just bringing to the surface all the things that are going on inside of us.
All right. Well, maybe to close this first segment out, when we see these things beginning to erupt in us, what advice or encouragement would you give as a counselor to us when we begin to see these things?
I think slow down and identify, because oftentimes it's just going in this exchange with family. And then oftentimes we're 20 minutes on the other side of the conversation where we've already done a lot of destructive, said a lot of destructive things. And then we're looking back, evaluating. But I think in the midst, when you begin to feel those things rise, just slowing down, maybe taking a few breaths, but then considering what's really going on. What am I wanting? What do I think should be happening? And I think a significant thing to remember is that all of this is lived out before the face of God. So God is present, and it's not happening apart from Him. The circumstances are only there to expose and sanctify. So asking what is the Lord trying to do when those feelings intensify.
Okay. Well, thanks for that advice. And we'll come back again and we'll talk more with Rob Williams.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.